This is St. Louis Public Radio. A large development is underway that promises to change the Clayton skyline and bring jobs to the city. However, the massive Centene headquarters expansion still faces opposition. St. Louis Public Radio's Wayne Pratt examines why some Clayton residents are questioning the project and how the city is trying to ease their concerns.
It has been described by city officials as the largest development in Clayton's history. Plans call for a roughly $770 million mixed-use project that will eventually include 120 residential units, a performing arts auditorium, and retail space.
And then we have a substantial amount of office space. When the project is complete, we'll have over a million square feet of new office space.
That is Clayco Chief Executive Officer Bob Clark. Clayco is overseeing construction, and Centene directed us to Clark when we asked for an interview.
We think the project is a terrific addition for the skyline of what is an urban community with a central business district and then surrounded by 15 or so terrific residential neighborhoods.
He also says the project meets the, quote, exact intent of the city's master plan. A position echoed by Clayton City Manager Craig Owens. He says professional planning staff, consultants, the Plan Commission, Architectural Review Board, and Board of Aldermen all agree.
After reviewing the plans, after seeing how it integrated, asking a lot of questions, requiring changes to be made through the process of more than 21 hours of public meetings, those adjustments were made, and it was the unanimous conclusion of all those parties that it does comply with the master plan.
Despite that scrutiny, there are residents who are not convinced the Medicaid managed care company's expansion is in line with the master plan. They want more discussion, but Owens says the city has been transparent and gave citizens ample opportunity to speak throughout the process.
That doesn't mean every single person got everything they wanted, but what it does mean is that we listened, and by the citizens whose city it is, working with a developer who's deeply committed to this community, coming into a balance, we were able to make improvements along the way.
A group of concerned residents does not believe that balance has been achieved, including Justin Perryman. He has spent most of his life in Clayton. We met on a chilly morning last week on a Clayton street corner in the area where some preliminary development work is underway just outside Centene's headquarters.
I know that across from us here on the corner of Carondelet and Hanley, we're going to have two towers. Behind us, facing towards Forsyth, so between Carondelet and Forsyth on Hanley, will be more towers.
He feels residents need more of a voice when it comes to big projects.
You know, we're working with City Hall to let them know that residents do concern themselves with the development of their community, and that's a wonderful thing.
Another Clayton resident, Stacy Smith, contends some of the public was essentially shut out of the decisions leading to the development deal. She feels so strongly about it that she helped form a political action committee. Smith says some information in the mail piqued her interest.
I can remember in that moment reading the postcard and feeling like there's a disturbance in the force in Clayton. It was too big. The decision was too large. And I felt we had been closed out of the simple question of, does the community really want this?
She says the We Want to Vote PAC has submitted a petition to the city calling for the project to go directly to voters.
Another objective of my sending out the letters and starting the PAC is to inform the residents of Clayton that it isn't over.
And she's right. Even though some early development work is underway, the project still needs more permits and sub-district approvals. Clayton City Clerk is expected to present a report on the petition to the Board of Aldermen tomorrow. If the development is not derailed, it is expected to create thousands of jobs in the area with Centene and other employers. For St. Louis Public Radio, I'm Wayne Pratt.